noches de verano, llenas de felicidad.
Disfruta, relájate. Estás escuchando Vancouver Hispano, 90.1 FM, CESF. Relájate.
Relájate, ya empezamos aquí el programa Vancouver Hispano, ya tenemos a Joaquín en la casa, vamos a continuar con más música y regresamos muy pronto en lo que nos acomodamos. Esto es Vancouver Hispano, los dejo con las noches de verano, los espíritus, que se nos acaba esto.
Noches de verano. esas noches de verano, llenas de felicidad.
Disfruta, relájate. Estás escuchando Vancouver Hispano.
Buenos días, I wake up in the morning and I Hasta un día te veo en la cama y ya sé que es un buen día. Me voy a la calle, veo al camino, rapea un rato, vamos a tomar un buen vino. Seguí caminando, paseo ahumada, se acerca ese pato con fea mirada. Le dije, pato malo, tu cara no me asusta, tu tajo feo. No me gusta, no importa, no te quiero ver.
Chihuahua,
loco, prefiero una mujer. Mejor voy a ver a mi homeboy Rulo. Llego a su casa y veo el tremendo culo. Digo, hey, Rulo, ¿qué te está pasando? Las ganas de comer se te están quitando. Tu cara está más flaca, tu pelo más largo. Hay algo que te pasa, ¿quién te está matando? Y yo, wake up, hermano, no te quedes tirado, que te pueda hacer daño. Mejor ven, vamos a bailar, busquemos al pepino y empecemos a tocar. Yo soy agresivo, instinto de animales. Saco una pistola, mato funerales y mato sin parar. Otra víctima, tengo sueño, voy a descansar. Es un nuevo día, veo una tipa junto al sol, entra escondida. Voy por la calle tal como sale, me asomo por la ventana. Una mujer envuelta en una blanca sábana, la mato, no lo sé, ya no lo sé. Tal vez sea una buena idea, veo un hombre, tal vez ya no lo sé. Ayúdame, dime qué hacer. El cielo negro cae, la vida se me sale. Tal vez te va a cambiar, serle fiel a la vida y conformarme con un altar y a los muertos alimentar con un corazón de sandía. En el fondo de las tapas negras nace el nuevo día. Masca, masca la sandía. Verde por fuera, roja por dentro. Aquí tú no sabes lo que es. Y yo sí sé, dulce, es como juega mi ley. En el café, bañado en el fuego, plateado del atardecer, corazón de sandía, muéstrame el sabor de la vida.
Bueno, estamos aquí de regreso comenzando casi, bueno, un poquito, llevamos un poco, bueno, llegamos a tiempo, pero la señal estaba un poco baja y pues ya estamos aquí en vivo y tenemos a Joe King en la casa.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Mucho bueno.
Sí, sí.
Mucho caliente outside. It's very hot.
Too hot.
Too hot. We are wearing shorts and...
No sleeves.
No sleeves.
I never have sleeves on, so.
Perfect. Sandals?
No. No. Not yet.
Bueno, aquí tenemos a Joe King en la casa. Acabamos de escuchar a Los Tetas desde Chile, Corazón de Sandía, este clásico. Saludos a toda la gente de Chile. Saludos para Matías Retamal, chileno canadiense que está cumpliendo años el día de hoy. Muchas felicidades, que la pases bien. Huevón, muchas felicidades. También escuchamos a Los Espíritus con Noche de Verano. Pues bueno, Joe King, welcome to the jungle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. I'm really happy, excited to be here.
Yeah, we are very happy to having you because you are very, well, it looks like you've been very busy trying to put peace, making the fights fair. Like referee, you are a wrestler referee?
Yes, a professional wrestling referee. So it's funny because I'm bigger than a lot of the wrestlers sometimes, but hey, when you're enforcing the rules, sometimes you have to be bigger than the guys fighting.
It's the only way they will obey you, no?
That's right.
And what do you do when they don't want to listen or obey you? You have to use the force, violence, or say you are banned.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a few times where I've had to kind of like enforce my authority within the ring. Sometimes it gets a little violent. Sometimes they just don't want to be disqualified. So they'll do what I say eventually. A lot of times they have to the count of five to stop doing what they are doing. So usually I'll get to four and then they'll stop. So
let me stop a little bit too. Trying to translate this, my Spanish is not very good, so I'll try. Bueno, yo estaba aquí platicando Joe King, que él es un referee profesional de la lucha libre. Pues para los que no lo conocen, you can find it, check it out en social media, Joe King. Pero él está grande, es 6 feet tall.
Yeah, 6 feet.
So, entonces dice que pues es bueno que sea más grande que los luchadores para que lo respeten y de repente atacarlos y den un obey. Slap your face.
That's right. I see.
And tell me more. So, what do you use to make them listen to you, to obey the rules? It's like you yell. Can you tell me what?
Yeah, sometimes I yell. It's like any professional sport. You have the rules that you can kind of work with, right? And anytime that you go against the rules, you'll always have a referee there to make sure that they, you know, to call a penalty or whatever it is. And the same thing is within the professional wrestling. So, you know, at any time I can stop a fight and just be like, hey, you know, you're done. If you're going to be closing your fist and punching this guy in the face, then we're stopping this fight because it's not fair anymore. So
you only can stop it if they are breaking the rules, so you can stop them. It's like, oh, I don't feel like doing this today.
Well, it is at my discretion. I wouldn't really be having a job for long if I just stopped the fight for no reason. But if I ever feel that a competitor cannot continue, I will stop the fight and award a winner at that point. But
yeah, that makes sense. So is been any time where you stop a fight or they're gonna kick out someone from the ring, but and you've been wrong or mistake? Because sometimes you are probably you're paying attention to so many things going on, and
definitely
what
yeah.
happened there is like not happening. They punch you back.
There's been a few times when I do like a lot of family shows, sometimes I'll get distracted, something will happen in the ring, and something will happen behind my back. One of the other competitors will grab a belt or a weapon and hit the guy in the head. And I'll turn around, and I think that it went one way, right? And sometimes the audience will sit there and be like, no, Joe, you've made the wrong call. It was him that hit him. So I'll sit there, and I'll change my decision at that point. But, yeah, it happens from time to time. You know, I'm only human.
Exactly. So, yeah, I just was curious. So let me try to explain this to the audience. Bueno, estaba, nos está platicando de que, pues, él tiene la autoridad de parar las peleas, de si están rompiendo las leyes, y pues eso es de que sacan un arma, weapon, like what kind of weapons, qué tipo de armas,
normal. Like the heavyweight belt, like the championship belt,
hebillas. Oh, they are big, heavy.
Yeah, very heavy. The one for All-Star Wrestling is like close to 30 pounds.
Wow.
And then one for Wrestle Court has spikes on it, like these big like 3-inch spikes. So it's they're yeah. They're very dangerous.
I've seen sometimes they use whatever they find, like chairs, and I don't know. I have to go and check it out.
At well, we just did the Lucha Libre Spectacular Cinco Diablos this weekend or last weekend, and I think we started with 400 chairs, and I think throughout the weekend we destroyed, I think it was like 41 of them. So yeah, it happens.
And definitely some blood sometimes there.
Yeah. This one match, it's one you never expect it. This one match, it kind of spilled outside of the ring, and someone threw a garbage can, or one of their competitors threw a garbage can, and for some reason, the metal handle split his head open, and there was blood everywhere. It was very gross.
And it's like a first aid ambulance there, or it's like, oh, it's part of the job. It's like, oh, they keep...
Yeah, well, like, I have a certain amount of training, but, you know, a lot of times it's just, like, stabilizing the situation till the paramedics do get there. Or...
Nice. So, well, I want to talk about math. So you need to have, like, some first aid, like, kind of knowledge, like, training. But we'll be back. We're talking with more... Because I have people asking me what is coming next. Because you were on tour, you were in Alberta, where you were, like.
I was in Edmonton. I've been touring a lot of BC. I'm going to be in Abbotsford. I just came back from Abbotsford, Chilliwack, Hope, Kamloops.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, vamos a regresar más con Joaquín, este refri sensación que acaba de. De anda de gira con Cinco Diablos, lucha sensacional.
Lucha libre espectacular.
Lucha libre espectacular. Está muy sensacional. Y bueno, vamos a continuar con esto que nos están pidiendo. Y quiero mandar un saludo para el Caribe, para esa gente que nos está escuchando por allá. Miguel, a Becky, Balam, Alfredo, Takechi. Y regresamos con más. Esto es Vancouver Hispano 90.1 FM. Quédese. Yeah.